What was that aha moment when you realized, like, all right, this is it. It's not just us playing in our basement or playing in our garage. This is what we're going to make our life. What was that moment for you?
I think it was kind of just the signing of the record deal, really, at the Sony Music offices in central London.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything up until that point just kind of seemed like it was a kind of a lot of BS going on and a lot of schmoozing, and it didn't really feel real, you know. And then we kind of put pen to paper and celebrated it, and then the Poison came out, and the rest is history. And it just blew up, and it hasn't really stopped since, you know. So.
Yeah, you guys have had
an amazing journey.
You've had a real, like, meteoric rise, which obviously I'm sure is exciting for you. And basically anyone that listens to metal is familiar with the Bullet for My Valentine sound. Now, did you ever think you were going to be a singer? Was that something you always wanted to do?
No, not at all. I never want to be the singer. I still don't want to be the singer. It's just something that happened in our group of friends in school. I was the guy that could sing and play guitar at the same time, because I think, you know, James Hetfield is one of my biggest influences. So that's kind of how I learned how to do my thing. And all of a sudden, I'm singing in a band, and then it didn't go away.
Yeah. So you drew the short straw, and you're like, all right, fine, I'll sing. Well, that's great, man. Now, one thing, when I get to talk to musicians and everything, obviously, you're definitely a music junkie. You don't get into this profession without loving music. But some people may think that you only listen to metal. You only listen to a certain type of music. What would be an artist or a band that you listen to that would surprise people?
I think if people don't know the band or me, I guess, you know, I think a lot, I've never been quite shy of telling people what music I listen to and stuff, you know, but as I've gotten older and more mature, I love to listen to stuff like Bruce Springsteen, Fleetwood Mac, Bob Seger, Eagles, you know, just classic kind of, I don't know, singer-songwriter rock music, I guess, you know, obviously I'm in a metal band, but if it's a good song, it's a good song. I don't really care what genre it is, you know, have no guilty pleasures, because I think pleasures should never be guilty, you know? So.
Yeah. Well, I love imagining you guys, you know, just getting warmed up, and you got Eagles' Tequila Sunrise on in the background. I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, man, it's good, you know, like, it's just, as a songwriter, you know, as I've grown up mature, like I said, I've just become to appreciate kind of that style of music and that style of songwriting and the lyrical content and stuff, you know, and it's just, you don't really see that much anymore with songwriters and bands, you know, so it's something that's kind of got lost along the way over the years, so
yeah.
I think it's a precious thing that we all need to kind of, respect, really.
Yeah, couldn't agree more, and if you haven't seen it, there's a really good Eagles documentary. It's about 3 hours long, and oh, it's amazing. It also makes me, like, feel so bad about my guitar playing ability and writing ability, because those guys are on a totally different level.
Indeed.
Well, I only got up next, obviously, you guys are coming to Club Fever, and then you guys got some U.S. dates that people can see on?
Yeah, we're currently into a couple of weeks of this U.S. run with Asking Alexandra and Kane Hill, and kind of just doing the festival shows on the weekend and then doing some headline stuff in the week, you know. So, yeah, we've got here up until, I think, the end of May, you know, and then we go back for the big European festival season.
Yeah, God, those European festivals are just insane.
They are. They're mega, you know. It's just something about them that they just, it's done right, you know, and they're so big.
Yeah.
I think, you know, if people listening don't know what they are, you know, they're kind of, same as like the big radio shows here that you guys have in the amphitheaters and stuff, but times 10 on a scale, you know, like 100,000 people
in
the field.
Yeah, selling out, intense, you know? Selling out soccer stadiums, which that's like, oh, big what? No. Soccer stadiums are insanely big, and these metal festivals are like blowing those out at the seams. It's crazy.
Yeah, they're amazing things to be part of. You know, it's something that, I don't know, the in Europe, we've been doing it for a long time, and they just keep getting bigger and better. It's insane.
Well, good. Well, we're glad to have you in the States for a little bit at least, and then you'll go blow everyone's mind once again over there in Europe. I got one last question for you.
All right, hit me.
All right. And this is a very important question. What would you rather fight, one horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses?
I go for the horse-sized duck.
Oh, that's ballsy, man.
Yeah, man, let's take it one-on-one, you know. That's fun stuff right there.
Well, and then, you know, you'd have a delicious, huge duck meal at the end. You know, you could cook that thing up.
Oh, yeah, just get it on the barbie and just get some crispy duck going. We feed you for days, man.
Oh, I love it. Well, Matt, I can't tell you enough how much I appreciate the time, and we can't wait to see you guys again this Friday, May 13th at Club Fever with Asking Alexandra and Kane Hill. Matt, thank you so much.
No worries, man. Looking forward to it.
All right, take care, bud.
Thanks, man. Bye-bye. Yeah, bye.